Indiana is open for business. I was driving through Indiana yesterday, and it looks like business as usual. Let's bring in the mayor of Valparaiso, Indiana. It is Matt Murphy. How are you, sir?
Doing well. Doing well. How are you?
How are things in Indiana? First of all, tell us, is everything open?
Everything's open, but there's restrictions. We've got restaurants and barbershops and salons at 50%, commercial businesses at 50%. So we're social distancing. We're encouraging people to wear masks during this phase of the reopening.
Right.
But we're definitely on path to open up by July 4th.
Now, are you in phase four? Because we hit phase three next week here in Chicago.
Yeah, I think we're in phase one or phase two. Excuse me. Right now, there's total of five. So our next target is May 24th. And we'll have more stuff opening up, parks and other things, and restaurants can have 75% capacity instead of 50%. So I think that's the next target date, if I'm not
well, Mr. Mayor,
positive.
Paint a picture for me in Valparaiso, because, we see these shots from bars and restaurants in Wisconsin, and no one has masks on. It looks like it was, taken 4 years ago, and it was just happening the other day. What's it like in Valpo, and how are people... they order their food in a restaurant, they have to take off the mask. How is that working?
Yeah, so, restaurants, the servers, the wait staff all have masks on. Obviously, the patrons don't. You can't really eat with a mask on. So, but there's strict guidelines. They're seating six feet apart. They've got a table where they're setting the food and the drinks down, so the servers aren't interacting with each patron. At hair salons, they're taking your temperature. You're filling out a brief survey. They're taking extra precautions there. I got my hair cut this week. That was exciting. So I would say in Indiana, at least in Valpo, people are about half the people are probably wearing masks, and not everybody is. It's kind of dependent on their circumstances. It's encouraged, but it's not mandatory.
How are the cases? Have you seen a downturn in the curve?
Yeah, we definitely flattened the curve in Indiana, and that's why Governor Holcomb has got this plan to open the state back up. So, the precautions that we've taken have really helped, and our hospitals have not been overrun. We got plenty of PPE.
Right.
Next week, our hospitals are going to start doing more and more elective surgeries, so that'll help. But it's definitely we hunkered down in Indiana. That was what we were told to do, and we did it. And we're ready to open back up.
We're talking with Mayor Matt Murphy, the mayor of Valparaiso, Indiana. When this all went down, you as a mayor needed to get people to stay in their homes because you're the guy in charge. Were you pretty stressed out? Were people listening right away? What were they doing?
Yeah, I'm a rookie mayor. I've been doing this for 5 months, so I had a
right.
lot to learn. And we got the word out, and of course the national media and the Chicago markets were explaining what was going on worldwide, so it got people's attention, and they listened and followed directions and they took the prudent measures, and they listened well. So we have an incredible community, and they stepped up, and we've had food drives and blood drives, and our businesses are giving back, and so we had a great community, and they really stepped up.
It's pretty cool to see how everyone is stepping up during the crisis and coming together. I mean, we put together a Pride in Your Community photo gallery that we're putting on WGNRadio.com, where, these neighborhoods, they get together once a week or a few times a week, and they're singing or they're just hanging out as neighbors. We want people to take pictures of those so we can put them up on the website. We've seen that all over the city, and I'm sure you've seen it in Valpo.
We sure have, yeah. Neighborhoods are stepping up, and they're doing it wisely, and the families are having to deal with the e-learning as well. That's been an additional challenge. I've got four kids, and
oh boy.
My wife's a nurse, and she's trying to balance that with dealing with four different e-learning programs, at different ages. So it's been a challenge, but people have stepped up, and we're looking forward to this summer and getting out and getting some vitamin D
right.
and enjoying the summertime.
Were you worried about your wife? Was she hands-on being a nurse? Or
Yeah, I was worried. I mean, she was involved in the hospital folks that were exposed, and she never she stayed safe. And but yeah, if your wife's a nurse, they're down in the trenches. So
right.
was a little nervous.
Definitely so. And, you know, when did the chatter start to open things up? Were you hearing from restaurant owners and bar owners saying, Mr. Mayor, we got to open things up here in Valparaiso?
Yeah, I mean, there's people on all points of the spectrum. Right? You know, as soon as we shut down, there were people complaining, this is crazy. And then there, you know, you got other folks that think that Governor Holcomb's plan is it's too fast, too much, too quick. So I think he went right down the middle. You know, I think we're watching the numbers, and if we have to pull back, we can. Mm-hmm. We're testing and we're doing all the things we need to do, but we can't crush the economy. And we've got to just be smart, use common sense, and wash hands, use social distancing. We'll get through this.
You know, that was my next question. How does this affect the economy in your city of Valparaiso and Chicago? How do we know those effects? We're not going to know for 4, 6, 8 months down the road.
Yeah, well, I mean, you've seen the unemployment claims, so that's one indicator. Obviously, people are being laid off, and
right.
it's going to crush the economy, and so yeah, I think the pain for local governments and schools is coming, and we've got to take action now. And there's going to have to be some help from the federal government, and they've already stepped up to get us through what's going to be a tight year budgetary next year. It's just part of what we're going to be dealing with.
We're talking with Matt Murphy, the mayor of Valparaiso, Indiana. You're a newbie, 5 months in, so you're not jaded. So let me ask you this. When did this whole pandemic turn into a political thing? It seems like it's now Democrats and Republicans. Everyone's taking sides.
Yeah, pretty early on, I'd say. I mean, it's unfortunately, that's kind of the landscape right now in the country, and it's hopefully going to change. But I'd say early on, it became political, unfortunately. So, but here in Indiana, we're just focused on, you know, looking at the data, using common sense, and letting the national media deal with all that stuff. We just want to get our economy back open, get our kids back in schools in the fall,
right?
And get the sports on. And so that's what we've been focused on.
What is going to happen with that? That is the million-dollar question. Are our kids? Will we have our kids going back to school in the fall? God, I hope so. And think.
Oh, I hope so as well. We got to get the kids back in school, and the schools do a lot more than just educate.
Mm-hmm.
They offer a lot of social services. They keep eyes on these youngsters who don't have the greatest home environment. So
right. The
cost of not having them in school is much more than test scores. It's really important that our leaders hear that, I think, and we can open the schools back up in the fall.
You know, here in Chicago, the CPS, it's where these kids get their breakfast and lunch. They get two meals here in
right.
Chicago. And, you know, this, I know they're giving out meals right now in the city, but it's been tough. But how about the colleges, too? There's some colleges, I think, was it Harvard this week that pulled back and said, we're not going to do a fall semester? We're only going to do it online?
I haven't heard about Harvard. I listen a lot to what former Governor Mitch Daniels, who's the president of Purdue. He came out a few weeks ago and indicated that Purdue West Lafayette was going to definitely be opening up their campus in the fall. And I believe we have a Valparaiso University as well has indicated that they plan on opening this fall in addition to Purdue.
I like what you're doing in Indiana because you said it, you mentioned it a few minutes ago, that you have a plan, and if something happens, you can pull back. I just don't understand.
That's right.
Yeah, I wish we would get there here in the state of Illinois, especially downstate where my family is from in Peoria. There's no cases. There's no new cases, and there haven't been for weeks, and they're ready to open up.
Yeah, you know, a one-size-fits-all strategy just doesn't work. And so I think in Indiana we've got the tools, and we're looking at different communities. We have Marion County in Indianapolis. That's obviously a different situation, just like Chicago is for you. You mentioned Peoria and other suburbs. And
right.
So I think flexibility is key. And, you know, we depend on Chicago's economy as well for Valparaiso. We've got 5 commuter buses that go into the city every day.
Right.
Not anymore. So we are really watching what's happening in the city of Chicago and in Illinois as well. So your economy is very important to our economy as well.
Are you seeing people from Chicago coming to Valparaiso, maybe going to some restaurants? I'm sure you are in the next few weeks. I feel like a lot of people are going to go to Indiana, especially to get a haircut.
Yeah, we, you know, I've seen a lot of Illinois plates driving around, and as a mayor, I love to see those Illinois residents dropping off their dollars in our city. And we welcome
of course
them,
you do.
And, and we're open for business in Valpo. We're going to be safe and smart about it. But yeah, we welcome your Illinois folks to come over and have a meal, get your hair cut, whatever you want to do,
right?
While your state is still shut down.
I always wondered why people wanted to go into politics, especially being a mayor or a governor, because people, all they want to do is come to you with their problems. What was your calling? Was your family in politics, or are you just...
Well, yeah, a little bit. My dad was involved in politics, so I had some friends that kind of sucked me into it. And once I got in, I met some great people. Very, very blessed here in the city of Valparaiso to have great leadership. The former mayor is my mentor, John Costas, and he was a big reason I wanted to run for mayor, because I really, really... love the direction the city was heading, and I just wanted to be a part of it and wanted to keep it going. And so he was a big part of the reason I ran.
God, I love it. Matt Murphy, thanks for taking time out on this Sunday, and I'm going to stop by Valparaiso one of these days and look you up. We're going to hang out.
Please do. That'd be fun. Anytime.
Thank you, Matt. Have a great day.
Take care. You too.
That is Bye. The mayor of Valparaiso, Matt Murphy, and they are open for business. Social distancing, they're wearing masks, but if you want to go out and have a nice meal or get a haircut, they're open in Indiana.